Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Free. Jordana, it is such a pleasure to be back here with you. How are you? What's going on? How's the wedding planning?
I'm great. The wedding planning is stressful, but it's a first world stress, so that's great.
Of course. Tough to complain about that publicly. Like, oh my God, you guys, someone's exactly. Like, yeah, my whole family's sick. Oh, I know. I get it. I can't find a veil, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you feel like an asshole even talking about it, and like, you have to remember that no one really cares. Like, even when people are asking you, they like, don't.
Yeah, they're asking you because they know it's something that sounds interested, but it's like a fake question.
Right. And I remember hearing about other people's weddings and I never really cared and I would always ask. So I try to remember that.
Sure. I mean, it's the equivalent of like, how are you? And then someone goes, oh, I got to tell you. And you're like, damn right. It. Now I got to hear how exactly. I didn't want to know how you're doing. I wanted to just sound like I wanted to know how you're doing.
Exactly. But if you actually do want to know how I'm doing, head on over to Betches Brides and I'll tell you all about my, stressful first world problems.
Yeah. And commiserate about weddings with exactly. Jordana. That's great.
And we just, for those of you who don't know or aren't aware, we also just launched Betches Moms. So if you are in the mom curious, we like to call group, which is where you're thinking about kids, or you are pregnant, or you're trying to get pregnant, or you have a small child, this could be the Betches vertical for you.
I got to say, I saw the Betches Moms, creation. I didn't know it was coming, but I saw the Instagram, announcement. I have now followed the account so I can be in on all the mom gossip.
Oh, great.
I understand it because I'm like, good. I'm excited for you guys because Betches is kind of the home of like honestly speaking about things that aren't really easy to talk about.
That's
like laughing. Yeah, yeah. Laughing at the ugliness of life, laughing at how dating is annoying. You know, that's what this podcast is, laughing about dating and the stresses of it because they are real problems. But hopefully we can smile at it and realize that we're all together. So I think the mom space, I did. Nothing has made more sense to me in the entire world, if you care at all about my opinion. I was like, this is a great spot.
Yeah, I think it makes sense for our brand. I think there's a lot there to talk. I mean, I wouldn't know, but for those who are in that space, I think there's a lot there to talk about that people don't really talk about, or thoughts that people have about being a mom that are a little perhaps inappropriate, or the things they are afraid to say out loud. And this is going to be a good space to talk about all that shit.
It's like that scene in Bridesmaids where they're just like, the mom is like, I got to get away from these fucking idiot kids. You know, like that type of stuff. Like and listen, when we were going into the office and taping this at Betches, HQ, there were, babies popping out everywhere.
Yeah.
So you guys got plenty of moms to source for this comedy and this perspective.
We do. We have quite a few Betches employees who are in that either thinking about having kids or already have kids space. So check it out. Give us your feedback. Let you know what you think. Jared, what do you have coming up? It's now September
23rd. I'm coming on the road, people. Outdoor shows, socially distanced shows. They're all happening. Providence, Dallas, Raleigh, Kansas City. So that's what's coming up. Providence, Dallas, Raleigh, Kansas City. Also, Royersford, Pennsylvania. Royersford, Pennsylvania. It's all on my website, jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com. Yeah.
Those should be great shows. I think comedy is what people really need right now. It's always funny to hear you like say the cities that you're going to and realize that I've been pronouncing them wrong in my head for my entire life.
Well, maybe I'm saying them wrong. Which one?
I thought it was Raleigh, but it's, I think you're right.
I thought it was Raleigh.
You're probably right.
I don't know. I maybe we're both saying it wrong and it's like Raleigh or something.
It seems like it's like a fair, I wouldn't say it's like the most popular city in America, but it's, I feel like it's kind of up there. Like I should know how to say it.
We should be more sure than both of us are. I have no confidence. So I'm now
it's like when you used to say La Jolla.
Yeah. La Jolla. I just sitting there like an idiot.
That was in my head for a while. Yeah. Like that's, and for the listeners at home, I'm very notoriously bad for pronouncing things. So I don't, I get it wrong frequently.
Well, we won't hold it against you. I'm excited to go to all these towns. The feedback, again, like you said, people need comedy right now. Like, listen, we're doing as best we can. If you don't feel comfortable coming, that's okay. If you're not sure, call the clubs. You can hear about all their policies and what they're doing to stay as safe as possible. So, you know, I'm doing a lot of outdoor shows. I'm doing some indoor shows that are 50% capacity. So whatever your comfort level is, I'm not going to, you do you, I'll do me, and we'll figure it out. So I would say, though, go to my website, jaredfree.com. The feedback that I've gotten is, it's like too much. It's, you know, when like someone says nice things to you and you're like, I didn't mean to do any of this at all. Like, it's just, you could tell people are like, wow, this night was my best night of 2020. And I'm like, listen,
oh,
I talked
awesome.
About, I talked about farts for an hour. Like, I don't know. And it's like, so I guess some people, like,
just goes
I didn't
to show
really
you things are not happening this year.
Yeah, really. No, the pickings are slim.
I've seen you do stand up. It's always a good time, even though I've seen you a few times. Every time it's funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm looking forward to eventually you doing New York shows because I'll be there also.
New York will happen. It's coming. Knock on wood, all that stuff. I stay in the land of positive. Also, if you're wondering about what I do, I have a YouTube page. I have a YouTube page, and I'm starting to put up clips of stand-up. And it's, listen, YouTube, listen, I know that I'm living in a safe space here. I got you, Jordana. We like each other. We're friends. The listeners here are friendly to us. YouTube is the land of disgusting people. So I need you guys to give me some positivity there because I get so tense about releasing stand-up over YouTube, and I've started to do it. And so some positive comments there would be really nice, and subscribe to my page. And also, The Bachelorette is coming up, and I want to make a little bit of an announcement, if that's okay with you, Jordana.
Go for it.
I'll be live screaming every episode of The Bachelorette like I always do. And then right after The Bachelorette, I'm going to be doing a post-game show on my YouTube page called The Rose Rehash. I'm going to have guests. I'm going to do a recap of the show. I'm going to have a special guest. And then I'm going to give out awards every episode. So now I am legitimately doing free work Monday nights from like, 6 p.m. until 2 a.m. And listen, this is a lot of Bachelorette
stuff. It's all happening
stuff.
On YouTube?
So the live stream happens on Instagram, like okay. I always do. And then I'll be like, goodbye, Instagram. We're going to YouTube. And it's going to be on YouTube.
That's
YouTube.com/JaredFreed.
I'll be tuning in. This season seems like it's going to be a shit show.
It's going to be wild.
I've generally stopped watching, but this season I think I only want to see it when it's a train wreck. I don't want to see it when it's like a good season.
No, it makes total sense. I actually talk about this a lot where The Bachelor, Bachelorette, there's some people that watch it like they are watching Cinderella. They want to see beginning, middle, end, engagement.
Love story, yes.
They wanted the love story. I am not one of those people. I'm like you. I watch it like a day trader. Like I want, up and down, up and down. I want spreads in the market so I can make my jokes. So I'm with you. I like a good train wreck.
We're like the Joker. We just want to watch the world burn.
That's right.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping.
Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop-down menu that follows. Let's get to the episode.
Yeah, let's do it. What are we talking about today, Jordana?
Today, we're talking about a good topic. We've never talked about it before. And it's what to do about having sent someone your nudes and to know, can you ask someone to delete your nudes after you break up?
Okay, so this is a tough question because some of it is like unavoidable to me. Like it's one of those things where it's. Do you know what I mean? I don't mean to say it's unavoidable, but I'm saying
it's out there.
Well, I'm not. I hope it isn't. I'm saying when you ask, can you ask someone to delete your nudes after you break up? You're assuming that that person is a bad person. You know, like
you are,
the assumption is
you are and you're not, but you're also assuming like someone could steal their phone or anyone around them could, you know, or
sure.
I don't know.
I'm just saying like you can't stop someone from going in the street and running over everyone with their car. Like that's a scary thing to say, but I'm saying like I that's this to me. Like I have been sent nudes. I have sent out my nudes. I have not continued those relationships. Those people have dumped me and I've dumped them. And it's those relationships have ended. I never went, you know, to me, it was never like, you know, like, oh, well, now I have these just in case I want to get them. You know what I mean? Like, that to me is an evil thing to do to someone.
I agree. I can see how, like, I understand. I get that mentality of like, okay, like you're unless you've dated like a sociopath or someone truly like with very bad intentions, like
sure.
you wouldn't think you would have to worry about it. But I could see why I wouldn't be comfortable, even if I didn't think they were going to do anything with it. Just the fact that someone else out there like had it.
Sure.
Just in case.
I mean, I understand being uncomfortable because like, listen, as a guy, and I'll say from the male perspective, I'm not saying that like, listen, there's horrors of being a woman and you can get into those. But I'm saying my personal perspective is an ex could walk away, especially me as a public person, and say Jared Freed has a small penis. Jared Freed doesn't last a long time in bed. Jared Freed has cries after we have sex every time. Right. Jared Freed.
They could say anything they wanted to.
And that's right, as good as a nude, to be honest. Like, that they can say whatever they want because then it becomes, well, why would this person lie? You know, it becomes their word against mine. And now it's like, also, I'm sitting here going, no, it's a fine size penis. I swear to God. You know, like, well, who sounds like they're more of the liar? And then, you know, like, no, it's a strong medium. I'm telling you, please, believe me. I swear. You know, like, it's like, now I sound like the right. desperate thing. I don't
feel
You can't
feel control that. Right.
I can't control that. No, I lasted a minute and a half. Isn't that the going rate? You know, like I don't. Do you know what I mean? Like there's no.
Right.
So I think of that like a nude too. Like I where it's like you do everyone you date. you kind of have to like, again, a guy could walk away and be like,
or anyone you send that to.
Anyone you're intimate with and vulnerable with can embarrass you.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Have you sent out a nude?
I haven't, but for I think this sort of very reason is part of it. Just like the fact that like the internet to me seems like it's written very much in like ink, and anything you send out cannot be taken back. And again, that's not to say that it's bad to do that. I think for myself, I'm just very much on the like overly cautious side, and I wouldn't want it because things just float. You know, you never know.
I think of this as a public person, and right. And all of us are public people. Don't get, you know, all of us have 200, you know, Instagram followers. All of us have Facebook friends. We've all turned ourselves into public figures. When you break up and you feel like I got to tell my Instagram followers when you have no followers at all. Yeah, you're public at that point. So in the same way, like, you know, if you're Facebook friends and you guys share a lot of mutual friends, yeah, that person can embarrass you. It just by saying anything. I'm saying, like, even beyond nudes, you live in a world where the social media is a hellscape. As good as it is for people, and as much of a distraction is as much as it can be evil and awful.
Right. Someone could screenshot any text you've sent them saying things that you perhaps wish you didn't say there.
Listen, I could be dating someone, sending nudes for, you know, we could be sending nudes as a couple, and then it ends, and then that person can go out and go, well, look at what he used to send me. Like, he's a nude sender. Even that's embarrassing to me.
Right.
You know, yeah, like, I mean, even though we both agreed to send each other nudes, it can become embarrassing. Like, I'm just saying, like, this is, when you send a nude, these are the waters you swim in, but it doesn't even have to be sending a nude. It can just be this person can, you know, I'm saying this can happen without sending a nude, too.
No, I agree. I just think a picture is, like, more, like, you know, this is.
Oh, totally.
It seems to hold more weight than, say, like someone just saying that you said something or, you know, spreading whatever rumors they want. Like a physical picture does seem to hold a little more weight in my mind.
Sure. I think.
I don't know if that's illegal, if they were to do anything with it. Like, I'm pretty sure that's like a revenge porn law.
Revenge porn. And I think they've started to do laws about it. I know very little about this. I
don't know that much either.
Do you want to read the email and we'll go a little bit further?
Yeah. I'm not sure about that. If anyone knows what the actual laws around that are, please let us know. But I'm pretty sure there's some element of it, especially as it pertains to like a sex tape is illegal.
And I'm sure it's state to state. You know, like you don't know what it is.
Right. But anyway, she writes in, this is an SOS if we're being honest. Hi, J&J. I'm in a weird pickle. I dated a guy for about 8 months, and he told me he wanted to marry me and loved me more than anyone ever. Cool, right? Nope.
Well not cool. That to me, that love bomb shit of I love you more than anyone else, you're the best, whatever. I don't know when he said that, but like that's always, to me, that's always suspect.
Right. Anyone who's like pitching you a deal that seems like too good to be true, too soon to be true, is usually like not. It's like thinking about like, a person is trying to sell you a luxury handbag out of their trunk for, you know, a quarter of the price.
Oh, no, it's cool. Don't worry about it. We don't have serial numbers. It's cool. You know,
like, right. That's to me. That's the red flag I get at anyone saying things like far too early.
Especially I want to marry you. Like that means you have no respect for what that will become. Like you have no respect for marriage. If you're going, I'd want to marry you.
And like, you might say that to anyone.
Exactly. Like just saying that has no gravity, but let's go on.
Anyway, cool, right? No. He broke up with me over text and said he missed being single and then tried to match with my best friend on Hinge 3 weeks later. Like, come on. All around shitty situation.
Brutes.
Anyway, over our relationship, I sent him a fair amount of nudes. I don't care if I ever see this guy or my nudes again. He could fall off a bridge and float away for all I care. But if he ever leaked my nudes, I might have to go to jail for arson. Kidding. Kinda. Do you have any hot recs on how to handle this situation, or is it a lost cause and just hope for the best and then he deleted the pics like he deleted his feelings for me?
Ooh. This is a poet.
Yeah. You deleted the pics Like, you deleted my feelings. For reference, we broke up in July and it's September now, but this kind of haunts me still. So what do I do now? I've never heard of any podcast covering something like this before, so any tips would be awesome. Anyway, thanks for doing the Lord's work every day. Much love. XOXO, Gossip Girl better keep the nudes on lock.
Yeah, this is a tough one to like answer because you have to trust that people are generally like fine people. You know, like not everyone's a sociopath, not everyone's a crazy. You know, and I do understand that, like, listen, I've had this thought cross my mind. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. I've thought
wondering
of, like,
what people with pictures of you might do with them one day.
Yeah, where they go, you know, that they feel wronged by that the relationship didn't work out. That's an ego thing. Like, they're going to be fine. You right. know, like, they're not, like, still, like, waiting to get me. You know, I don't think that's the case. You know,
or even dad, like, okay, can I ask, man, I think this happens less with women than men, where sure. men will, like, I don't know if this is, like, a thing that in the male friendship community is seemed to be fucked up. Have you ever or heard of or have you ever done this where you've sent a picture that someone sent you to a friend?
No, I haven't done that because there is a point, especially if you care about the person, where you're like, no, this is us together. Like, I'm not saying I'm beyond that, like that idea of like, whoa, look how hot this girl is, you know, like right. and, you know, people now don't send a lot of times with like a face in it. You know, like it's like I right. like my nudes. That could be anyone's penis. You know,
right.
that could
There's
be
no
any
way
Jewish,
to link it to you.
Yeah, that could be any Jewish guy with too many pubes penis. You know? just screamed ew. What I'm saying, I just think like, yeah, I don't think that happens as much as guys would seem to want to do that. Like the problem with guys is that we talk such big games, but we're all just not that way. I think I like to think that I right. like there's so much talk of guys and sex. Like I'm that way on this podcast where like a lot of the, I'm not faking it, but I'm saying a lot of the reasoning comes, I'm like, and it's because of his penis, you know, like that I could see how someone could take that explanation and be like, well, if you had the chance to have sex, you think with your penis, all you do is have sex. It's like, no, that's not what it means. That means that the mind is confused by a sexual conquest.
To me, like that scenario you just said, I think would be like my big fear, especially if I'm like, I'm not necessarily worried that someone's going to like publish them on like, you know, Reddit, mm-hmm. but I still like the idea of a picture or an intimate picture that I've sent to someone even being like shown or like disseminated, sure. even among like friends without me knowing, I think would be.
Yeah,
I think the way of thinking of men is like the worst version of themselves is something that I don't think is like totally uncommon.
No, that's why I you have to think of someone as the worst version of themselves.
Right. I don't think women are doing that quite as much. I've never like heard of anyone being like, look at this guy's like ever like sending out the picture of the penis to the group chat.
Sure. I've never heard of that either though. Like right. I've never no group chat of mine has had a everyone's gotten the video or everyone's gotten the picture. But I can't say that it won't happen. You know, like that's the, you know, It's really difficult, these things, because you don't want to say you're above it. You hope that people, you know, I for like, what do you even say to this person? Because you're broken up and it's like, do you even want to remind that person that that's a thing they could do? You know,
right.
like,
that's
you know, like, like,
I think it's, I mean, it doesn't sound like it ended well. It sounded like it didn't end well. Right. Mm. Seems like she's a little angry and has some animosity, but I think if I were her and it was really something that was going to bother me, and every time I thought about it, I would have a sense of panic or like worry. I don't think it would be like so crazy to text him and be like, hey, like, I know you would never do anything with them. But I'm just like paranoid and it makes me feel a little weird. These pictures are out there. Would you mind deleting them from your phone?
Yeah. I think that's a perfect way to like come at it. And then also to like, hey, I think also coming at someone like that without like, hey, the dust is settled. We're over. This isn't a text about getting back with you. I don't want to discuss the nudes. I'm happy with you know, like I don't need to like discuss what you have or you don't have. But also even just saying that is a warning of like, you're the only place I could come back to for those to exist. You know, like, right. Like if they come, if in a war, in a weird, if they ever come back to me in any way, I'll know where they came from. That's like almost what you're saying to the person too. It's like, it's as much an act, you're as much asking them to a favor. I shouldn't say favor, but you're as much asking them a in good conscience effort,
right,
as you are warning them that it's on your mind. If a nude came back, you would know where it came from.
Right. You've got the tracking device on it, and it's this, yeah, conversation.
I just think, but this level of, like, you know, embarrassment now is, like, so much on steroids. Like, you know, the idea, like, this is why, like, it's, I can't imagine being in high school. Like, the idea that, like, you know, in high school, I would be so nervous that, like, you know, all of us were probably nervous of, like, oh, the whole school's talking about me. The whole school knows that I was dumped. The whole, right, school knows that I didn't go to the, you know, I had no one to go to prom with. The whole school knows the person said no to me asking them out. And, like, that's what it used to be for us. Now, you don't even have to be, like, in school anymore. It can happen on such a grander level. You know, and that's
through social media, yeah.
Through social media. So, like, that's everything. So, like, when I talk, like, I've said this on the podcast in the past where it's like, I'm saying from the male point of view, you're not alone in being worried about being embarrassed online or embarrassed through a dick pic. I'm saying, like, or through a nude that you send. Like, that also works for him, too. Like, you have pics of him, too. You have things of his, too. So, like, I don't think this guy wants to be known as someone who goes around sending out someone else's nudes that they didn't agree to that. You know, right. I'm saying, like as much as you care about this, I think he cares. Both of you have social equity to lose, is my point.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel more comfortable knowing,
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, like, you don't want to ever play a game of, like, who has, you know, I got you, so
who
you can't get me.
Who has the most on someone else, right? That's very slippery slope.
But I'm saying, like, this woman would get, like, the world would come to her aid, you would think, or especially the online world, if, like, you know, like, look at this dude who released her nudes on whatever sex site, you know, or whatever her worst fear is.
Yeah, I get that there's some protection in that, but I also think, like, it's okay if that makes you uncomfortable that it's out there.
I'm not trying to minimize that, her discomfort. I'm saying I understand it, and, like, I don't mean to minimize. I hope I don't sound that way, because
you're saying, like you're sort of walking through her worst case scenario.
Yeah, and her worst case scenario is like, to me, if that happened, I'd be like, wow, that's shocking and sad, and I'm sorry that happened.
Right. Yeah, no, that would be terrible, you know? And I think everyone would definitely agree with that. But I think, you know, if it's going to bother you, ask for it to be deleted. If he's not a monster, he should say, sure, no problem.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. And hey, listen, I know we shared some, like, nudes and stuff. I've deleted yours. Like, even if you say, like, even referencing that you have some of his, like, I've deleted yours. I hope you deleted mine. I would appreciate it if you deleted mine, and, you know, I wish you the best of luck, but you
exactly
know, that's it. And, yeah, you know, I don't think, like, anybody, you'd have to think, like, if someone got defensive or weird from that text, it's like, you barely even knew that person. Like, you know, like, that person,
right, that
was
person
lying
had,
to you the
like,
whole time.
Really almost no respect for you if they wouldn't just say, yep. Yeah, sure, of course.
Of course.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or 3 bottles sent. Plus, I save more, and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love, for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
You want to do some awkward sex?
Let's do it.
Let's do some awkward sex. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Hi, J&J. Love the podcast. It always gets me a good laugh. Thought I would share a recent weird sexual experience. Hope you guys get a laugh as well, or maybe you won't. It's a bit cringe, so we'll see. I've been hooking up with one of my guy friends on and off for the past couple of years. We are in the same friend group and have a very flirtatious relationship, so sometimes one thing leads to another and we end up going home together. To keep it short and sweet, I guess you could call it a friends with benefit situation. Anyways, I'll get to the point. So this past weekend, we went home together after leaving the bar. I was not intending on having sex because it's my time of the month and I have never had sex while on my period. However, things got a little heated, so I decided I would give it a try. Here comes the weird part. After I said, okay, let's do it, he reaches over to his nightstand, grabs an empty Gatorade bottle, and hands it to me and says, here, for your tampon. what a gentleman.
I know.
I looked at him literally so confused and taken back. He was suggesting that I take my tampon out in front of him while lying on his bed, drop it into an empty Gatorade bottle, and put it in the nightstand. I looked at him and said, no, I'm good. I can do that in the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, took care of what I needed to do, and then we picked up where we left off. I just can't get over how bizarre that was. Like, has he done that with a girl before? We were both drunk, and I've hooked up with him multiple times and have never had a weird experience like that with him, but still kind of odd, right? Can't wait to see what you guys call this one. I mean,
that's pretty funny. And that he thought he was being so chivalrous.
Milady, the garbage can made of other garbage for your tampon.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the tampon receptacle that I once drank out of very hungover. It's so ridiculous. It's so male.
Yeah, I thought that was like very funny. Also, just that here's what I think. I feel like this is what happens when men do weird stuff like this. Like, one girl he was with, like, did that in front of him and just put it maybe in a different bottle or something similar.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're giving him so much credit. It is like, no, this is, men are very much caveman types. It is, you have trash. I have bottle for trash. Put trash in trash. I'll take care of it later. On to the fucking.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That is, it is so 1 + 1 + 1 = 3 that it is hard to believe. Like, you and her both going, like, has he done this before? Is that his thing? No. You have some trash that needed to be gotten rid of. He had a solution.
That's the first thing that came to his mind.
That is the first. He looked over. Men are, you know, I think a lot of times men are fixers. Men are, like, very, like, much like, no, tampon in Gatorade, I throw away later. Like, this right. makes so much sense to me. Like, listen, I'm sure there are women out there, my girlfriend included, with stories like this that are, like, not, like, sometimes my girlfriend will be like, you shit on the back of the toilet. And I'll go, no. And, like, to me, I'm like, oh, no problem. Sorry about that. And I'll go in there and I'll take a napkin and I'll just wipe it off and put it in. She goes, and then, like, she'll look at me and go, use the soap. Like, you didn't use any soap? And I'm like, oh, yeah. No problem. Like I act like I've, like, oh, of course. Like to her, it's such a deep-rooted issue. And I'm like, and to me, I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll use some soap. I didn't think you'd want that. Like, it's, and it kind of, like, you know.
Right. With no sense of, like, that's not, I have had that moment, too, while living together, just being like, that's not how we do things.
Yeah, so like exactly. So this situation is this isn't how we do things situation, right? He's just the fastest point, but the quickest between two points is a straight line. That's an old, like, mathematical. Okay. The what are they? I'm messing up the phrase, but it's
is the fastest straight way between two points. I don't
it's
think
a straight
I've
line, and okay. A lot of women will do. You know, no, but we got to go over here and I got to take a shower and I got to dry my hair. Like, when a guy goes out, it's like, oh, we're going out. I'm leaving the house. Like, when a girl goes out, no, but we got to think, like, should we shut off?
Where are we going?
Where are we going and how are we getting there? And what shoes do I wear? Like, there's so much more thought for women.
Yeah. What would you do? I don't understand how men live alone.
One time, I'll tell you, even if you want to hear a gross story, I'll embarrass myself right now.
Let's hear
it. One time, this is embarrassing. One time I was living alone and my buddy came to visit me. And listen, all my friends with girlfriends, because I was like the last one to have a serious relationship. So they all they would be with girlfriends and live with their girlfriends for 2 years. And then all of a sudden they were like knew how to live. Like, so like, fuck off all these people.
Now
so
that you're in it, though, you get it, right?
Well, now that I'm in it, I'm like, oh, I do like, you know, having the bed made. You know, like, right. I do like...
These linen sheets are quite crispy.
Yeah, it is nice. Like, these are all things that I like, and you sound like an idiot because you're like, I never thought of a top sheet. You know, right. Like, and so one time my buddy came over and he, like, saw my apartment. He was like, this is fucking gross. Like, I was living alone. And to the left of, I had like a one bed, I had a junior one bedroom. So when you walked in, you could go left and there was a kitchen. You go right and there was the living room. And then the living room led to the bedroom. And then to the side of the bedroom, there would be my bed. And then there was a window that looked over the street. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
So he walked in my room. And then on the other side, between my bed and the window, there was just tissue paper on the ground. And he's like, you fucking gross idiot. These are cum rags. And I was like, no. And I was like, yeah, he's right. And okay. So basically, for a minute.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
It's a very good defense. It's a very male defense.
And he knew what it was. And it's not like I never cleaned him up. But for whatever reason, that month,
they were there.
Listen, if someone hates me, they hate me even more now. So I'm just saying that trip over, he saw like two gobs of toilet or of paper, you know, of tissue paper.
Right.
And to him, like, I just sit in my apartment and like masturbate and then take the tissue and just throw it like I'm a fucking otter. You know, creating a dam of cum tissue.
It reminds me of Big Daddy. You know, like yeah. When he gets the kid.
Just throws it on the ground.
He just like puts him into like the tub and just like doesn't know what to do with him and just lets him like pee everywhere.
Big Daddy is the best example. Like, he's like, oh, you pee outside, put down some newspaper. You know, like that, that's to me is the, and it's like, oh, I came into a tissue, throw it on the other side. No one will see it because it's between the bed and the window. You know, like it's all gross and stupid. I'm not proud of myself. So,
well, you've come a long way.
has anything like this happened to you where the guy's just like, here's a bedroom, you know, like a, put it in this old Chinese food box. Like,
I would say not in like the sexual way, but like indefinitely in like around the apartment. I could say some things like, we'll try to use like the Amazon boxes as like storage containers. I'm like, that's not what we do.
Yeah. That's not how we do.
It's like you're acquainting someone with the rules of the apartment. They didn't know the rules. Now they know the rules.
I've had that so many times with Jess and I. That's happened so where she's just like, no, no, no. And now I kind of like try to say the dumbest thing ever. Like, my mom sent this gift the other day, and she goes, well, where are we going to put it? And I was like, oh, we'll put it on top of the record player under the TV. And she was like, no, shut the fuck up. Like, she's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's like when you do something wrong so that you don't have to do it again. So the person's like, well, I'll just do it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm trying to live my life right now. Right. What would you call this?
I would call the Gatorade her and getting her tampon out.
I loved every bit of that trip we just took. I love that.
Thank you. It was long.
The Gatorade garbage, what's the flavor? There's like cool blue.
What is it called? It's like ice mist. I don't fucking know.
There's so the
Blue Crush or something? What is
The cool blue dumpster. The rainberry receptacle.
There you go.
Lemon lime. I don't know. There's got to be something. I kept thinking, like, is it in you? That was
like
their
that.
Old
That's
campaign.
Good.
Is it in you? It's
I
in
like
here.
It.
Yeah, that was, like, my thought.
The sex quencher.
Sex quencher. Yeah, I don't know. Please send us yours because there's got to be better ones than what I'm saying and what we're all coming to conclusion.
No, it's fun. This is not even a Gatorade commercial.
No. This is the anti-commercial.
Ad, yeah.
You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. They also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable, and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age, and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider Jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yes, let's do it. We're going to do an email.
UUP at Betches.com. Hit it.
Hey, J&J. Love the pod. I'll get right to it. My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years. We're both in our mid-30s. We've lived together for over a year, and it's been great. We've talked about getting married and having kids, the whole nine. In 2019, we discussed moving our relationship forward in 2020, starting with getting a bigger apartment. We live in a studio now. Then getting engaged, having a cute little city hall wedding, and probably start trying for kids by the end of the year. Then COVID happened, and we both lost our jobs in our fields, and we are still struggling to find new ones even now, 6 months later. We've been doing okay financially due to savings and such, but have definitely been careful with our expenses. Now that things are getting semi back to normal in the city, I'm beginning to feel like, okay, it's been 6 months of the plans being on hold. Let's get back to them. But I don't know the right approach I should take. I'm completely aware that we're not in the most ideal financial spot for marriage and kids, but at the same time, my biological clock is not pandemic proof. As we've been living our unemployed new normal, he seems to be getting comfortable and dragging his feet on our future. Is it too much pressure to start bringing up our future again now and try to get him to step it up, or should I be a little patient with this pandemic lull we are in and assume that we aren't moving forward due to finances, and once we both find jobs again, he will deliver? I hope this makes for a good topic, as I'm curious if any other listeners have had to put a pin on moving forward in their relationship due to COVID and finances. Thanks again for saving dating every week. That's us.
So if we save the day. I have some thoughts. I don't think it's exclusive to just people in relationships. I think everyone has put a hold in their life. Like, you've seen a lot of people have had that. Like, I see that meme of like, this year doesn't count towards my age. And I think a lot of people are feeling that, right?
Yeah. I think there's this big sense of like, literally, like, it's really hard to move forward in any aspect of doing anything, because like, the future is so uncertain. So no one really knows exactly where they're going to be in 6 months. Whereas, you know, a year ago, I think people had or thought they were going to have like a little bit of a clearer picture of where their year is going to go. So I think that there is a sense of like, did I waste this year? If you're single, it's kind of like, oh, I took 6 months off from dating. Like, do I not get that time back? Like, it kind of sucks that doesn't count. Or if you're, you know, if you're someone like you, who's like on the road, it's like you had to take
a
break from that. Is that
I think like, also like, I was thinking like, I'm doing material on the road, and I'm like, and I'm getting frustrated with myself, and I'm like, yeah, like, why don't I have this many new minutes or this many new, and it's like, yeah, you took off 3-4 months from like things you would normally be doing. You shouldn't be where you were, where you thought you'd be in September 2020.
Right. Like, and I think,
yeah.
Sorry, go on.
No, I don't think she expects that. She sounds pretty reasonable. Like, throughout her email, it doesn't seem like she's like wedding crazy. The idea that she was like, we thought we'd have like a small, have a cute little city hall wedding. Like, I don't know what about this year takes you off track for that. Like, I think the problem becomes when you start grouping them all together. She's like, my biological clock isn't stopped by COVID. It's like, okay, well, one thing has to come before the other anyways.
Right. I understand her like mental spiral.
Sure.
Because I've gotten that before too. I mean, even like trying to plan like a wedding in this pandemic, it's like, yeah, like it would be safer to like not do it for like longer than like I want it to do it. Right. It doesn't, it kind of makes like, very little sense to rush that.
Sure. Being like, hey, let's do 2022. Is like a little ridiculous, but also maybe the right move at the same time.
Well, that's Mike's thought, right? therein lies our difference.
Yeah.
But for, I think, and I don't want to say it's just for women, but I do think there's a sense of like, okay, like I'm 31 now. Like, I don't know if I want to get married in like 2 years. Like I want, you know what I mean? And it doesn't necessarily make sense logistically. Like 6 months is not really going to make a difference in someone's like biological timeline. Like but I understand what she's saying in terms of like every extra time I wait is like potentially is going to make something harder than it has to be.
But listen, that's exactly what we're saying. We're saying similar things where it's like, if you push off getting married 6 months, you're pushing off getting the kid by a year. You know, like, again, like those things, like it's up the line, the totem pole of things that are going on. So it's like, you know, it's funny. Like Jess has been will joke with me. She'll go, oh, do you want to be an old dad? And it's like, you know, and I'm like, that doesn't work on me. And then it's like,
that doesn't.
Well,
that's one of my favorite lines.
And then you go, and then you start to think of it. You're like, I guess if we're not married by Thursday, then the kid is gonna, you know, doesn't come till I'm 40. You know, like every it does now. You start to go like, oh, okay. Like you look outwards. It's like if the marriage doesn't
plan the same way that we do. Like we've been.
Oh, absolutely
not. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt what you're saying, but like that whole like the thing where you're like, it didn't even occur to you. Like that stuff we think about, not all of us, but like a lot of people I know, we're thinking about constantly. Like, what does this mean? I mean, we're working with shorter timelines than you. So I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. A lot of men are living like the Gatorade bottle is next to the bed and just like grabbing it when they need it. You know, like it's
right.
We're in trouble. Here's a Gatorade bottle to put your tampon in. Like that's kind of how... A lot of men are living kind of day, but you know, to say we don't list, it's definitely thought of. I think like for this woman that wrote in, having that conversation is not absurd.
I agree, especially if they've talked about it before and they were at one time on the same page. I can understand why she's like, I don't want to stress him out if he's like out of work. And then I'm kind of like, well, what's going on with like our 3-year plan?
Well, I don't think the plans have to change. I think the outlook on how those plans will be enacted has to change. Like the idea that you can't get married because of COVID is a little ridiculous. Like,
no, I agree. Especially if you're doing a city hall wedding. Like,
but this is my point. Like, you know, like, listen, I know some brides right now that are saying like, how could I not get the wedding of my dreams? And it's like, you got to be reasonable that dreams have to change based on the weather that's going on outside. Like, you know, if you guys are sitting here 6 months unemployed and you're like, you know, pinching pennies a little bit, which is totally understandable, you say to him, like, if your goal is like, hey, I want us to be married, you have to be reasonable about how that marriage is going to happen in the world without jobs that is pinching pennies. Like, so I think like you can't just have everything you want. That's just the reality of life. So like if you dreamt of the big, huge wedding with the gown, like, okay, then like, I remember when I was looking for an apartment, my mom is very much the type of person who just is like, just get it all. You know, like my mom is that type of person. Like, we'll have more and extra. And I was like, you know, I'm looking at this place in Harlem. And she was like, well, do you want to be in Harlem? I was like, well, I do want outdoor space. And she's like, well, look downtown if you want to be. I'm like, that's not how it works. If you go, you know, this is kind of like you're trying to fit what are the things you want versus the things you can deal with. So it's like,
right.
Do you want to be married to this person? Yes. Can I deal with, you know, two, my mom and dad being there as witnesses with one, you know, guy with a guitar, you know, instead of the huge man, you know what I mean?
That like, doesn't seem tied to the finances really. Like, I agree. That part seems like separate. Like you could probably start there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, absolutely. Like I totally agree where it's like, I just think she's so caught up on like the cost of it. It's like, well, what do you really want? You know, like if you want a big wedding, then you might have to wait. If you want a smaller wedding and you can, if you could be, you know, there's a negotiation to be had.
Right. Well, she said she wants the city hall wedding. So to me, it's not really about the wedding. It's about the kids. Cause she keeps saying I'm in my mid 30s. Like the pandemic is like, you know, caused some financial strain, but like my ovaries don't really care about that, which I get. She's kind of like, I'm not really like, it's just because like, the world has kind of stopped for this for like 6 months. Like my body is still aging. I get what she's saying. We're like, and I understand her dilemma of like, this isn't really the perfect time to do this. Cause we're like strapped for cash. And we like, don't necessarily feel like financially secure, but I understand her being like, well, what am I supposed to do? Cause it's like there is like a clock on it in some ways.
Yeah. And there's also like the idea of like, you know, this is the practical conversations that you have to have. Like,
right.
You know, like, a baby can come before marriage. Like, that, you know, marriage doesn't mean that a baby, You know, like I,
or you could have a baby on limited financial resources if you like can figure it out and have a plan.
Yeah, I think they have a big conversation to have. Like I think he'll react like, but my point isn't to say like what they should or shouldn't do. It's like when you have this conversation to say like, well, I don't want to get married because of what's going on. Like to me, that's an excuse. Like that, right. That means you can look at it and go, well, COVID made me reevaluate what I want in life. And a partner isn't one of those things.
Right. Well, that's one way.
That's different than, well, we got to wait because of COVID. You know, right. Like, it's hard.
What about the kids part of it?
COVID has made me think I don't want to bring a kid into this world. And now it's like, okay, well, now we're really talking.
Well, now what if he's like, I don't feel comfortable having a kid when I'm not confident in my ability to support it yet.
You might have to leave that person. You know, I mean, the thing is, that's why you date. That relationships change over time. Like it starts right. as one thing and then becomes another. And it's like everyone has needs, two people with two different needs. And you hope that they crisscross. Like I feel for her because it's like what sucks is she's working against a clock. Like they could break up tomorrow because she's like, well, I got to find someone who wants what I want. And then he could be 10 years later, be the old dad and be 55, you know, 45 right. having a kid with someone else, you know, like that's kind of the unfair.
Yeah, that's the tough part, I think, about like being in her shoes where she has to kind of like, she can't really just like be chill. She's gotta make a move.
I mean, being chill is overrated. I think being like, there's a point where it's like, hey, like, I want marriage and kids still. Do you still want those things? Like, let's put money aside. Like, and that becomes a part of it. Like, let's start at this. Like, I want my marriage and kids. Do you still want those things? Because six right. months ago, you wanted those things. And then he says yes. And it's like, do you want those things with me? And it's like, I think a lot of times as a man, you're rated. You're rated later in life off of your ability to like handle providing for that marriage and kids, you know?
Right. I think it has changed a little bit more now where it's like, I think we've had this conversation before and you've been like, you know, you don't want to, you wouldn't want Jess to look at you and be like, fucking loser, why can't you pay for college? But it's like,
sure.
Now I do think it's kind of like, if someone can't pay for college, it's like you as a team are losers.
not
to say that people who can't pay for college are losers, but like
I hear that, but that's, you know, I'm just saying, you know, like I agree with that. It's changed. You're now a team, that whole thing, but it's like also like I think a lot of men hold on to that old thing.
Right.
As part of like in the same way women hold on to like old things of like, oh, I can't ask a guy on the date. He should ask me. You know, like
yeah.
I'm not saying it's right or it should be that way. I'm just saying like, you know, if you're going to speak to this guy's motivations and what he's most worried about, like, you know, to me, I'm like, you know, moving in with Jess was like a lot to do with like, I was ready for the next step because I felt confident that I could enter into that next step, you
right.
know, considering career and considering where, and that now, you know, like, you know, there is the thought like when we moved downtown into an apartment together, it's like, and then like you're sitting there being like, oh, we could have been saving, you know, a cool $1,000 a month if we had just stayed uptown. You know, like I
right.
I have those thoughts, but like but I didn't go in with that. You know, I went in thinking like, okay, I live in a world where it's like you catch what you eat or you eat what you catch. So I do understand the risk involved and I was prepared for that risk. So, you know, some people, if you're not, then that's a big part of why they hold back their lives.
I agree with what you were saying also about her saying like, this is what I want and this is what I need. And like, if you were like if you're still interested, like we'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah. I think the big thing too and is no guy that you're talking about marriage with you know, and I'm not saying not to bring this up, but like the next thing is kids. Like, it's like going on the subway. Like, the next stop is the next stop. Like,
right.
Hey, I want marriage and kids. What about, do we want to go, you know, but marriage comes first. What are you thinking? You know, like, he can't really unhear that, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think you can bring it up. I think you can say, like, I think you can also be, like, sensitive to someone's kind of being, like you said, like, feeling like they're not ready because of, like, the finance thing. I think that's a very real fear. I don't think that's, like, an excuse. But I think you can say, like, I get sort of, you understand where they're coming from. I get where you're coming from. I'm also would be a little stressed about having a kid right now, but like, I think we can at least get married. And, I think that if we really want a kid, like we're obviously both looking for jobs. Like we can figure out a way to like make it happen because.
Yeah. I think but when we talked about you getting engaged and when you said to Mike, like, are you going to do this? You know, I think that's part of it. Like, I think she has to have kind of do that
right.
too. Is this still happening? Like, are you gonna like, and also like she sounds, her email sounds very reasonable. But I think also like dropping that knowledge of like, whatever the wedding is, I understand. Like, I'm just looking to like move. I want life to move forward and I want it to move forward with you. And if you don't want to move forward, we have to talk about that.
Yeah, I think that's a totally fair conversation. As long it's okay for someone to be like a little hesitant, I think can see like why someone would be. And I think that's understandable. But I think that if they're not willing to have a conversation about it, that's a totally different problem.
Yeah. But also, here's what I'll give her inside of my brain, which is probably similar to his. It's like we hear the female clock ticking. We always hear it. So when a guy, and it happens at every level
loud.
It's loud. The clock is ticking way louder in your head, but it's so loud in your head that we can hear it.
You get the vibration.
Yeah. I'm in the next building and you got a loud clock on your building. And I'm just saying it happens at every level when girls are like, you know, oh, he says he wasn't ready for a relationship. I didn't even bring up a relationship. No, it doesn't matter. We heard your tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. We hear it at every level. You hear it at one date. You hear it at three dates when they're like, oh, I don't know if I should, you know, when you're about to like get in, you know, intimate and they're like, I don't know, I should. You hear tick-tock, tick-tock, I want a relationship, tick-tock. And you're like, well, why didn't you have sex with me on that third date? Well, he heard the TikTok and he's moved on to someone where the TikTok wasn't as loud, you know? So,
right. It's tough for us, but you must understand also rationally, like that, why that makes sense.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you're not crazy for wanting these things. If he says to you, what? Like, it's, you know, last week we talked about what are we? Like, the idea that you're asking someone, what are we, and they have no idea why you're asking that question is crazy.
Right. It's never quite as out of the blue as you might think it would be.
Nothing's out of the blue. This guy knows what he said. He knows that you're on hold because of COVID. So anytime you're afraid of like being vulnerable with your significant other, they've had these thoughts. They've heard your clock. And right. It's hard for them too, you know, like because I have this too. Like, listen, Jess and I moved in in what? April. I hear it. I know the next thing's up.
Yeah.
I hear the clock.
It's on the table.
That's the next, you know, listen,
you get like a 3 to 6 month grace period between stages and then it's on the table.
Absolutely. And this happens with marriage, and then they, you know, 3 months later, kids, what are we?
Right.
You hear it.
What are we doing?
And the clock gets louder every month. So, listen, again, I'm not saying I'm being dragged into anything. It's more just like, yeah, life's gotta happen. You know, like, again, just saying, do you want to be an old dad? Like, oh, I guess I never thought of it that way. You know, like, oh, my back, I can't pick up my kid. Like, I don't know, you know, but then you know, it's very difficult, but it's also just know that anything on your mind, the person you're dating, it's on their mind too, but just maybe different, but it right. is there.
And these are good conversations, I think, as practice for like actually being married. Cause if you can't bring up the fact that like, this is something that's on your mind and you're thinking of and gives you anxiety, then like, there's a lot of other things you're not gonna be able to talk about.
Listen, I'm having trouble talking about it with you. So,
there's nothing on the line,
and it's hard. I feel for her because, but I also, again, like, if I looked at Jess and I was like, and she was like, well, what's going on with wedding stuff? And I was like, listen, I'm in a different spot than I was 6 months ago with shows and with my career, and I'd like, you know, another month to like figure that out. And she was like, well, the Four Seasons is waiting. That's not helping me feel better about it. You know, if she was like, well, whatever we have to do, just as long as we're together, that's a different perspective.
Right. No, that's true. And I mean, like that answer of hers could be a little different depending on where she was in the clock.
Yeah. The Ritz is on the phone. They need a date. You know, like that's fucking, you know, I'm just saying like how negotiable are you? Is a part of this too.
And it's okay if you're not that negotiable. I think that's like okay if you have like, because if you're being too negotiable after a certain point, you're like not getting your needs met.
But are you well, I would only disagree to say you have to be negotiable with something.
Yeah, you can give on other things. So or like you like, can say like we'll figure it out together, but there you can say like, but this is like something that I kind of have as a non-negotiable.
You could say time is a non-negotiable.
Right. Yeah. Like money I want to have a child and there is a time limit on that. That's sure. not something that I can control.
Sure. Yeah. Time is a non-negotiable. 7-piece band at the wedding, negotiable.
Negotiable.
You know right. like that's, these are the, you know, it's all difficult. I'm hearing this and I'm getting fucking hives. Anxious and hives. Yeah. So please come to my shows, jaredfreed.com. Let me move on with my life. Jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. Let's play some games. You ready?
Let's do it. Okay. Let's play some games.
And I'm getting DM'd a lot of game ideas. Send them
like
in.
What?
UUP at Betches.com. Just like red flag deal breakers, would you rathers,
oh, fuck, great,
Mary,
yeah.
fuck Mary kills. You know,
send them in.
Send them in.
We're down for new game ideas.
Let's do it.
All right. Red flag or deal breaker? He thinks Swiss chard is a charred form of Swiss cheese. If you want the backstory, my boyfriend went to order us some empanadas from a food truck once, and when he came back, I asked what kind he got. He replied, the two cheese ones. I was checking the menu, and the only one I saw with cheese was ham and cheese. The others included ones like carnitas, mushroom, and one called Swiss chard. Needless to say, when he bit into the Swiss chard one and figured out it's a leafy green and not cheese, I ended up eating that one. Quickly realized he was a bit too sheltered and ended up breaking up with him a few months later. Sincerely, Cheesy Greens. Does that make someone sheltered? I guess
that's
like,
that's what I'm wondering. Are they
sheltered's the right word? It's more like uncultured.
I don't mind someone being uncultured or dumber. I guess dumber is not the right word. I don't mind someone being
less refined
as long as they're knowingly less refined. And I think like for women, what's got to be awful is dating guys that are super confident and loud and they're just loud, stupid.
That's the worst kind of loud.
That's right. So like I wouldn't want to be on a double date while my girlfriend's sitting there going, Swissy chard. I love Swissy chard and not knowing what it is.
Right. I'll have the gnocchi.
Yeah, the
gnocchi.
The gnocchi. Yeah, right? It's not about sheltered as much as it's like, does he... Like, I have so much in me of like, am I saying the right thing before I say it? I know I don't sound it on this podcast, but I'm like, am I the stupidest guy in here? Like, I always try to think of that first.
I think we all have those moments, though. So I think, like, every now and then it's okay to, like, let one go. Like, mm-hmm. We all, like, kind of, like, we just, like, in the beginning of this podcast, we were talking about how to pronounce Raleigh.
Yeah.
Which I just learned. So I could see how someone, if I was out with someone and I was saying that word, they would be like, oh, like, this is, like, embarrassing. with this person who doesn't know how to say this.
Doesn't even know.
So I think it's okay to let a little of that go. I think they have to be a little embarrassed. Like, I'd be a little embarrassed about it. Think they have to be a little embarrassed about it, too.
Sure. I also, if I said Swiss chard and it's got the two cheese one, and someone's like, you know chard, like, you know chards, like or whatever, I'd be like, oh. I would have to, like, put my hat in my hand and go, I'm sorry, I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I need the other person to not defend. Like, I think there's so little taking the loss now. Like, so few people just take
the L. Are able to do it, yeah.
Yeah, and I couldn't be with someone who couldn't take the L. Like, yeah, I'm an idiot. Look at me. You know, I need to have some...
Oh, that's embarrassing. Yeah.
Yeah, I need some acknowledgement that this was a dumb moment.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Mike and I pronounce things wrong to each other all the time, so I guess that's... I'll do it with sports players.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's... Listen, I'm a stupid idiot, so I'm not above anyone in this. But I just need awareness. That's really what I'm looking for.
Roger Goodall?
Goodell, yeah. Well, also on this topic, like, you want someone who's like a good corrector. If you said Roger Goodall and I was like, it's Goodell, idiot. Like, right. What's wrong with you, you abusive asshole?
Yeah. It's the way you talk to each other. I think that's a huge part of it.
Totally.
All right. Next one.
Yeah. Was scrolling through TikTok when this red flag or deal breaker came to mind. Everything is perfect, but then you find out she posts cringy thirst traps on TikTok. Example below. At first, this guy is really hot, but then I see him do all this shit. So I'm going to click on it.
This guy is pretty good looking. I'll give her that. It's kind of like any example of being turned off by someone's social media. Sure. Anyway, his TikTok says, things I need to stop being.
I'm looking at it, yeah.
And then it says horny.
He is good looking. And this is like, this is the TikTok look for young men. Big fluffy hair in the front. This is a look. This is like the good looking dude, little scruff, big fluffy hair in the front.
That would be a deal breaker for me. I don't think I'd be able to like really take someone like that seriously.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, TikTok is so like, again, it's also a younger website. So but there's so much of this, like there's so much like, oh, you thought I was this thing. And then it's like, poof, I'm in a hot dress or something, you know, like,
well, can you imagine? I mean, like, I guess we were sort of there for that. But like when Facebook came out, it's like you had no idea what someone was like on social media.
Oh, totally. I mean, well, that's kind of it changes throughout the eras. Like back for us, like if someone got married out of college and then you come to find out your wife or your husband is a Facebook comment asshole.
Right.
Like, that would like, ugh, really? What happened to us? You know, like, but then. As you grow older, then you find out that they're an Instagram. A lot of you have been asking person. And then you're like, oh, shit, how did this happen? Like, it's scary. Again, we talked about this on past episodes about, like, what does your partner become throughout time? Like, that changes.
Right. It's scary. And the way that it's tough when you have to, like, see it instead of, like, personally experiencing it. Because there are people where you're like, oh, this person seems, like, so, like, normal in person. And then you go on their Instagram and you're like,
what happened?
I hate you.
Yeah. What? Well, I mean, Jess, when we first met, she was like, you seem like a big douche. And I was like, well, I didn't mean to sound that way. But then she was like, no, but it wasn't different. But I got it more once I heard your tone and your inflection and, you know, the way you talk.
Well, that's also your job. You have like a character.
Yeah, I mean, I'm calling people. I guess I'm making fun of people in the way I would make fun of people to my friends. And I think when you're talking to friends and they know your background, like I think the more I do on social media, the more someone follows me on social media, the more they know where I'm coming from.
Right, they get the like ins and outs as opposed to just like one general story.
Would you dump someone for this behavior?
For that TikTok?
Yeah.
Dating now?
Horny.
Yes. Maybe like, because also that would just show me that was like kind of what they were looking for.
Sure.
But maybe if I was like in college and that was like the thing, I think I'd probably be fine with it. It depends how serious of a... depends how loudly the clock is ticking.
Tick tock, tick tock. Yeah, there it is.
Exactly.
Let's do one more.
All right. They send you a Google Calendar invite for your first date.
I'd be okay with this, but it would be... the idea of casual with them would be out the window. Like,
okay, so that's a good thing to do if you want to show that you're not casual.
If you want to tell someone that you are there to fucking date to find someone that you're going to be with, this date is a purposeful, meaningful first date that you are interview. It would feel more interviewish. So you're, because as a guy, if I got
that.
I'd be
all
like,
sounds great to me.
Yeah, I don't see very many. When you go out with someone, you kind of have in your head, you're like, okay, here are the percentages. Like, it's 50% good time, or 50% like I'm meeting someone that I could end up with, 50% maybe this will be a crazy date that ends up with us going to bar to bar to bar and then hooking up, and who knows what will happen after that. When I get the Google invite, it would be like, okay, this has gone from 50-50 to like 90-10, 99-1. Like, there's like no chance of that. And there was probably a chance I would cancel.
Most people aren't sending you a Google invite to have sex.
Yeah, no. And if they did, like, I'd be like, well, it would have to be like the weirdest. We'd have to have, like, it would be like the type of sex where it's like, yeah, we got to get all our supplies ready. So, you know, it would have to be kinky, weird shit.
I would love if a guy did this. I think it was super hot. It has the location and the exact time.
Take me. Take me.
To my other meetings.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a lot of fun, as you can tell.
So... fun and casual. That's what they call Jordana.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that's our episode.
We did it again. Please don't get angry about my feelings on the nudes. I don't think I said anything.
I don't think you said anything bad either. I think you were honest, and that's what people are here for.
That's right. So, listen, we're here every Wednesday. If you're here right now and you got to this point of the episode, that means you got value out of it. Right, Jordana?
Exactly.
So what I'm going to ask you to do is make it your Instagram story. Tag a bitch. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.